views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening from 2 to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio. Do you remember the promises you made to yourself before you said, I do? It may be time for some new vows. Host Sarah Luz is a gifted intuitive healer, divorce mentor, and life coach for women who decide to leave negative stories behind them and chart a new course to all that is possible. Let Sarah talk you through the doubt and fear so you can face your future with clarity and determination. Sarah understands leaving a relationship can feel like leaving a part of yourself behind forever. Learn to feel whole, wholly you, as Sarah's intuition and experience in advanced DNA theta healing, Reiki, and other therapies help you light your own path forward to a future that's just for you. From 2 to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio starts now.
Hello, everybody. This is Sarah Luce, and I'm excited to be back here with 2 to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio. I'm the creator of the Inspire Divorce. That's a program that teaches you spiritual tools to help you do divorce better. I'm out to prove that divorce can be a positive change and something required to create the life your soul really desires. Now, I'm not advocating for divorce. I want to be really clear. But what I've learned is that many people find that their best right choice, their heart's telling them that their relationship's unhealthy. And it's frequently the fear that keeps you stuck. So for over 15 years now, I've been helping women get empowered, helping them eliminate the overwhelming sense of doubt to regain their confidence, and to step deeply and fully into who they really are, all of themselves, all of their power, all of their beauty. And I really encourage you, if you've been contemplating divorce, to head to my website, which is saraluz.com, and check out all the programs of support that I offer. So my vision for this show has always been about bringing the most resources to the table to support you going through divorce. So today, I'm super excited to welcome to my show two ladies who I recently teamed up with from Divorce Transition Mentors. Together, we're determined to provide you with a comprehensive stable of resources so that whatever you're facing with divorce, whatever questions you have, we're able to answer it. So it's my pleasure and honor to introduce Heather Steer and Kelly Griffin. Heather is a CDFA. I'm going to let her explain that mouthful in just a moment. And Kelly is a real estate agent trained specifically in dealing with divorce-related housing scenarios. They've got lots of valuable information to share. And so it's my pleasure to welcome them both to the show. Heather and Kelly, welcome.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for including us. We're excited to be here today.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. So I want to be upfront with our listeners because Heather and Kelly and I, at the end of this program, have an amazing offer we want to share with you. And I decided to bring them on today so that you would get a chance to not just hear about the offer, but to really understand, kind of get to know them a little bit and to understand the depth of knowledge that these ladies are bringing to the table. So Heather, let's start with you. Will you introduce yourself and explain the value of divorce transition mentors?
Absolutely. So I started divorce transition mentors after my own divorce when I realized that what I needed in hindsight was someone independent and strong to stand beside me and help me go through the huge myriad of life changes that were going on. Divorce impacts everything in your world. And you're making a lot of decisions under a very emotionally charged place. And I really realized that I wanted to have an advocate who could sit with me in mediation and who wasn't my attorney at $450 an hour, And it could also be a second set of ears during our meetings. And also someone who could look at the numbers more clearly. In my case, I was the CFO in my relationship. And everyone on all sides of the table were relying on me to get the numbers right. But I was not in the right headspace to efficiently or effectively do this. So at the end, I sat down with my attorney and I was like, you know, who could have shown up with me? And he introduced me to this idea of a certified divorce financial analyst accreditation, which allows me to do exactly that for others going through the same process.
So what you're saying really is you're saving your clients tons of money and frustration and time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a trained financial professional. I'm a huge believer in attorneys, by the way, and having attorneys represent you in a divorce. But the amount of financial training that attorneys get is very little, and paralegals even less. But a lot of times clients are relying on them to run their financials. So my job is to come up with creative financial solutions efficiently, which will help save you on attorney dollars and also time in the process.
And then I know from all of our conversations and just working with other clients, the attorneys want you to show up prepared, right? And who's preparing you to show up before the attorney? So that's really where you and this program comes into play, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our attorneys really do appreciate having educated clients. And you want to go in as educated as possible to just for your own empowerment and strength in the process, as well as the dollars and the efficiency part of it.
On the real estate side, if I can chime in here in a minute, attorneys really appreciate that house homework to be done as well, because the house tends to be the biggest asset between the couple and is generally when that gets divided between the two, to have all of the house homework done on that and they just bring it in to and hand it over to the attorney. The attorneys really appreciate all of that background and insight on the house home.
Huge part of your financial disclosures.
Yep.
Absolutely. So Kelly, that was Kelly that just chimed in. Kelly, tell us a little bit more about how you're fitting into the puzzle, because I know you're a really big part of this equation as well.
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm Kelly Griffin, and I'm a licensed realtor with a special designation in divorce real estate. I work with Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and I've been working as a realtor for about 10 years now. I myself am divorced, and I have been divorced for about 14 years now. I'm really excited about educating women on their housing options, because I made a ton of really bad decisions because I just didn't know. What I didn't know, I didn't know. So I want to help women go through their own divorce so they don't make the same mistakes I did. And I really see a lot of what you, Sarah, offer and what Heather offers, because those are the two areas that I was lacking in my divorce. I would cry at every attorney appointment that I had. I would cry before court. I would cry after court because I was doing this all by myself. And I made this a passion project of mine to help women to understand the process and just help get them through the divorce. And I think what you two offer is such a great help in that process too. So
I'm glad you're part of our team. What I love is, you know, this collaboration that we've formed, ladies, is something that I know many of my clients are blown away by, because I don't know that anybody else out there is doing this, like really providing the services to prepare you for the obvious services, the attorneys and all the other stuff that you're going to go through. But I don't know that anybody else is doing it the way that we put this together. So I know I'm just really excited to be working with you on this. And again, I don't think most people even know that this kind of service exists. Would you agree?
I don't think it does exist. I have to say, because just in meeting Heather and hearing what she did, I was blown away by how that was exactly what I needed when I went through the process. And now knowing you, Sarah, I still have PTSD from my divorce 14 years later. And I really could have used the tools and the exercises that you coach on to help me with that PTSD. Who knows? 14 years later, I might not have it.
If I
had started out working with you.
Yeah, that's the goal.
And yeah, my goal definitely with divorce transition mentors is to surround my clients with people who will keep you as emotionally, physically, and financially whole as possible, which is why I am aligning myself with these women. The role of a CDFA is becoming more and more prevalent in divorce cases as attorneys are realizing that the liability that they face if they screw up a financial settlement is so huge. Whether it's the retirement assets that get screwed up, a housing transaction. I had a case recently. I came in late in the game and the property division had been negotiated. The wife was going to buy the husband out of the house, but it turned out in reality, she couldn't get the financing and she had no business staying in the house either. She just budget-wise, lifestyle-wise, everything just, it was not in her best interest. So they had to go back and recast their entire asset settlement agreement and changing the agreement to sell the house and rather than keep it. And then they had to equalize all their assets really differently. So this was very costly. And it also cost them more time in finalizing their divorce. And the one thing that I try to get people to understand is the less time you can spend in the process of divorce, the healthier you're going to be at the end of the process.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
So just again, that's the emotional, the physical, and the financial balance. So we have so many details to work through today and what and learnings and lessons and all that. So actually I would like to with our limited time, I think it would be great if we could just share some of our top tips for doing divorce better, and hopefully get as much information out to our listeners as possible. So, Sarah, I think I like starting with yours.
Okay, perfect. I'll start. So, again, we're sharing with you today what we're calling kind of the girlfriend's guide to divorce, the top tips. And as Heather said, we have lots more where this came from, but we're going to, with a limited time, we are focusing on our most important ones. And I'm starting this out with our number one tip, which is start right and you'll end right. And what we mean by that is this is what I love, because this is all about the program that I do, the Inspired Divorce, which is from the beginning. Like if you're thinking about divorce, I know that you've contemplated it for a long time, because there isn't a single woman out there that just overnight just says, I'm done. It's been building for a while. So I want you to slow down the emotion and even from the beginning, the conversation. So I want you to get the tools so that you can leverage the love that you shared, honor the friendship, honor the relationship, and use those valuable pieces from your past, leverage those in order to have the conversation in a way that he can hear you and want to collaborate with you, so that you together, especially if you have kids, you're going to put the kids first. They're going to be your true north through the entire process. And you're going to show up as adults who can leverage the love and the goodness that you had in your relationship, so that you ultimately, your outcome is that your friend's after, and that the entire process, that there's less litigation and fights and so forth. It doesn't have to be nasty. The second part of that is that you're learning tools so that you're emotionally fit for the entire tidal wave of stress and overwhelm that will hit you, because you just have to prepare for it. The stress and overwhelm are a natural byproduct of divorce. So I like to teach you all the tips so that you stay grounded and confident. Also help you eliminate doubt, because I can teach you tools so that you really know the best next step. I mean, think about that. Like in anything you could ask, your next best step, so that you are definitely making good choices, because your choices during the divorce process create your outcomes. So we want to make sure you're making really, really healthy choices. We have a lot of tips to share. I know that we're going to get into these in more detail, but I think we have to go to a quick commercial break. So stay with us. These are the top tips for doing divorce. We'll be right back.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and access a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sarah Luce. You're listening to Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio. Today, I have special guests Heather Steer and Kelly Griffith with me. And together, we have created an awesome team called Divorce Transition Mentors. And we are helping you learn how to do divorce better. And I invited these ladies on my show today because I really wanted them to Well, I wanted you, listeners, to get to know them and understand this depth of knowledge that they are bringing to the table to support you during your divorce, wherever you are in that process. And we've been doing the top tips to do divorce better before the break. And so I'm going to turn it over to Heather, who I think has tip number two.
Perfect. Sarah, you mentioned before the break, making your kids their true north. And I cannot emphasize this enough. So you need to show up for your kids and be an adult at all times. And it's going to be incredibly difficult on a lot of days. But the worst thing that you can do is use your kids as a pawn in your divorce. Please don't do that. It's terrible for them. It's terrible for you. And you just don't want them to be collateral damage. I had a t-shirt that one of my really good girlfriends gave me during my own divorce that was said, "I can't adult today." And I think she knew I was just having some days that I really was struggling. But I never wore that shirt around my children. I always focused on making them feel secure. If they saw that I was going to be okay, they knew that they were going to be okay. So, and even if you don't feel that, save those moments of worry for when they're not with you. And those are the days you can hide under the covers or, you know, have all your good cries and understand that life is transitioning. But try to keep them as secure as possible. I certainly wanted to bury my head in the sand and escape all the decisions and changes going on. But it's very critical to show up for your kids. So go ahead.
I was just going to add to that, Heather, what I think is super important, too, is that's why, like, having someone like you or me or other support people during the process, that's when you can turn to those people and cry and get the emotional stability that you need so that you can show up for the kids, right? And have,
yes,
have a smile on your face and keep going, because it's really important. Yeah.
Yes. And I am super passionate about this. I have seen, you know, too many families really destroy their kids and relationships with their kids. And it's not good for the community at large.
Well, that's just a part of parenting selfishness. Being divorced for as long as I have a lot of people come to me for advice. And my biggest piece of advice, and I say it over and over again, is if your kids see that you're okay, they are going to be okay. So be your best self in front of your kids, even though you want to go up and curl in a ball and go to bed. Be your best version of yourself in front of your kids, because they really do soak in everything that you are going through.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
The next area that I really want people to focus on is saving money by being informed. We referenced earlier, knowledge really is power. So throughout the entire process, know what divorce options are out there for you. There's mediation, and there's mediation in all sorts of different forms, whether you're with a mediator and your ex in the same room, whether you have attorneys in the rooms with you, conference room style where you go back and forth. You can do litigation. I don't recommend that. It's very costly and time consuming and really destroys pretty much everything. You can have lawyer letters where one lawyer writes a letter to the other lawyer as you're just negotiating out the terms. I would say you should learn the language of the lawyers so that you're not intimidated and you're not having them have to educate you. So what is a deposition? What is a subpoena? What are all your disclosures, the financial disclosures? What restraining orders will you be under once you file for divorce? And these aren't the scary kind where it's, you know, you don't get to come in the front yard, but there's a lot of financial restraining orders that go into place. You can't change beneficiaries and things like that will protect you as you're doing your asset disposition. I can't emphasize enough to understand your finances, particularly for the non-CFO people who haven't been paying bills or just don't even know what assets, what debts, what income and expenses that you have in your portfolio. Because after the divorce, you're going to be in control of your own financial reality without a partner. So, you know, you need to step up and be the owner of that financial reality going forward and know, you know, what matters to you.
I'm going to chime in for a second, Heather, because I've had some financial discussions about divorce on my show earlier. And I really want to point out your role is different than what we've been talking about previously. Your role is really like you have the worksheets, you have the documents that really kind of lead our clients step by step through the process of what they need to prepare. You're basically hand-holding through that piece. I know that the financial piece is the next piece that scares women the most. So Right. I mean, you've got, yes. Right.
I do a lot of inventorying of assets and debts and just getting it all organized, because not all assets are created equal. You don't want to equalize a retirement account off of your house, for example. One asset has a very different tax implications, and cash available options that are wildly different. So you want to really be educated about all the different classifications and treatments, financial treatment of your different assets and debts.
So I'm just going to say it this way too. So the really cool thing is, if you can stay positive, I'm always about the positive mindset. If you can stay positive, you may have been the person who hated numbers, who says, I don't do this, and the husband has always paid the bills and taken care of all the finances. This is an example of, like, if you go through divorce and working with Heather in the way that she leads you through the process and leads you through understanding your finances, you'll come out on the other side of it capable of taking care of yourself and your finances. So there's another positive side of the equation, I think, by doing it this way. So you're empowered because you worked through the process this way, in other words, right?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Awesome. And then Kelly, you've got point number four for us.
I have the real estate topic. So I'm going to zoom through this because there's so much to cover in the little time that we have, but a couple early decisions that need to be made are basically the two options that are obvious. And that is, are you going to keep the house or sell the house? As I go through this topic, I'm just going to throw out some basic questions that I typically ask my clients just to get real about their situation. So in going into into your divorce, you want to, in the beginning of the discovery phase, start doing your house homework. And is staying in the house a financial possibility for either spouse? I like to touch on that right away, because if you're going to sell the house, then the next question needs to be, at what point do you sell the house? Do you sell it soon, or do you sell it towards the end of the divorce as the last asset to split? Another question I ask is, can you refinance a house pulling out the equity to buy your spouse out? Those are areas that Heather certainly can help you to figure that out, as well as working with a lender to see what you would qualify for. But keeping the house would definitely require you to have to eventually refinance, or to you'll have to refinance it to remove the spouse from the title and the liability of the loan. In my experience, I've worked with a lot of divorcing couples, and as Heather touched on earlier, the amicable couple is definitely easier to work with, and they can work together if one of the spouses wants to stay in the house. The contentious couple is that there's just no way that that's going to work itself out and be able to stay. My relationship, my ex-husband and I had a very contentious divorce, and a week into deciding if we were going to divorce or not, my ex-husband froze my accounts. So that sealed the deal. I filed for divorce, and I sold my house within the first month. And in doing that, I was able to preserve my credit score and my future purchasing homeownership ability, because I got out quickly. And I was freaked out about bills because that there was so much uncertainty. At the time, his actions showed me that he hated me more than he loved his children. And so he wanted me to feel an enormous amount of uncertainty and pain. And I did. I was so scared. So we decided to sell the house right away. And I bought a house, a quit claim. A quit claim deed is all I needed. I was still married, but having him sign that quit claim deed took him out of my purchase transaction process. So I was able to live comfortably under my own roof, paying my own mortgage, and I didn't have to worry about him and what he was going to decide to do on a day he felt like being nice. So if you have that same situation that I had, it's not going to get any better. That person is not going to change, and they're going to make things difficult. So my advice is to sell. Sell quickly so that you can protect your credit score and be able to buy your own home and be independent.
Well, a lot of times people need the money from their house to fund their divorce.
Exactly.
So there's that as well.
Yes, that is a huge point, because the house often is the biggest asset in the marital relationship. So the house can represent financial freedom for both parties, or it can be safety and security for the person who is choosing to stay in the house.
I'm going to chime in for a second, Kelly, and just say something that occurred to me as you were talking. I think all of us are very mindful of every couple is different. And Heather has said many times when we've talked,
Divorce is unique.
Yeah, yes. Every divorce is unique. And what I really want to point out to our listeners is, you know, I love to work with people who are wanting to be collaborative and wanting to take the high road and really wanting to leverage their love. But sometimes you have a partner that's just not going to go there with you. That I've got many clients whose husbands are narcissists, and some are rather abusive. And if that's the scenario, I just want to say, this is kind of like my little in the middle commercial break for if you're in an abusive relationship and it's not easy for you to take the smooth sailing actions that we're talking about, I do really want you to protect yourself and take care of yourself. And there's some, you know, legal actions that we're going to really encourage you to do. And so if that's your scenario, please look out for you. You need to, you know, get police involved or whatever if it's abusive. And if it's not quite so dire and you're hopefully able to, you know, still be amicable, at least in conversations, just know that, in other words, your real estate situation, your legal situation in terms of how you proceed, it's going to depend on you, each individual couple. And I know that Heather and Kelly are really used to working with all ends of the spectrum. I guess that was really how I'd want to say it. Right, ladies?
Yes. Absolutely. I've worked with amicable couples, and I've worked with couples who can't even sit in the same room. And it makes things really difficult, but we can get through it. I was that couple that could sit in the same room. So I understand completely. And the narcissistic personality is who my ex-husband was. He was so hard to work with because he wanted me to have nothing. And he saw anything that I did get was taking from him. So,
well, I was just going to say what I do know is, one of the things that I always say from the perspective of what's happening in the relationship, if what I really have come to understand is if you can honor each other, try to find that place in the other person where you're honoring the good in them, finding it. It might be years since you've seen it, but if we're able to honor that and see it and feel it and express it, it really does help them, I think, kind of become more collaborative. I'm going to move into tip number 5, which is make self-care a priority. And this sounds counterintuitive, I promise you, because usually the clients that I'm dealing with are women who've been advocating their entire lives in their entire relationship. The kids come first, the spouse comes first. And I always say this is the time in your life where you get to be number one. And many times it's the, you know, like I said, it's the first time you've ever put yourself first, and you have to. There's really good reason, like exceptionally important reasons. First of all, because you cannot survive this transition, this process. It's not a death, it's a transition, but you will not survive it. You have to physically prepare and mentally prepare and emotionally prepare for it. So I really like to encourage you to work on your sleep. Prioritize getting more sleep than usual. Prioritize taking a nap in the middle of the day if you need it. A 15-20 minute nap will really help. Really look out for your nutrition. The majority of the women I work with will have one end of the spectrum or another. The first would be they either, a lot of them end up having eating disorders while they're going through a divorce, meaning that they pretty much deprive themselves of nutrition and they get so busy that they forget to eat, or they binge eat. So even what you have to eat makes the difference, because it's your, just think of it as your fuel. It matters. So really look out for your eating. Also exercise and movement. I mean, it might be the last thing you want to do to go to a gym, but I'm telling you that at least movement, I teach a lot of tools for like moving the body, shaking it off, dance. And believe it or not, the movement of dance, wiggling your hips and so forth, is phenomenal for releasing pent up negative energy. So I can't encourage you enough to get out there and get moving, or just take a walk with a friend, get out in nature. This is really about being the advocate for your own self-care now more than ever, so that you have the stamina to make it through this transition. The other thing is to find a practice that helps keep your mind clear so that you can make good choices. If you meditate, meditate. If you haven't learned to meditate, I'll teach you that. It's super important that you have the ability to overcome the mind chatter, the negative mind chatter that will really wreak havoc on your world if you don't have a good practice to overcome that. So it's really about staying emotionally grounded. So you're allowed to cry, you'll have tidal waves of emotions. You're allowed, it's normal, but have some tools that help you stay stable through the process. And if you've got really deep traumatic wounds from your relationship, you had an abusive partner, frequently what I find is that when your relationship is coming to a close, it's the time when you could have childhood wounds that are triggered if you were abused as a child or any of that. That's when you really want to schedule a private session with me. That is, but that's all of my early work and I'm still doing it. I do a lot of work on deep soul level trauma wounds. So, I can get you through a lot of releasing that pent up emotion and all of the damage it's caused for years and years. And usually in as little as one session. And lastly, in terms of self-care, I really want to point out that everything is energy. I always talk about energy because it's super important. A lot of people have no idea what I'm talking about, so I just really need to kind of drill this home right now. Your ex or soon to be ex has energy, and they end up having binds or cords tied to you because of the years that you've spent in relationship. So it's super important, especially if they have been abusive or domineering to you, it's really important to get some tools to learn how to cut those cords so that they no longer have control over you, so that they no longer are attached to you, because soon you're going to be independent and you really want to be letting go of that energy and finding your own freedom and finding your own legs. And that's also about like if their stuff is around, so, you know, like there's boxes of their stuff, it's super important too that you are willing to eliminate the clutter, eliminate the energy that's no longer serving your highest good. All right. So Kelly, I know you're up next with tip number six.
Tip number six is to find your support group. All right. This is a really important topic. You want to finding your support group is vital to your healing process. You want to find your tribe. Going through divorce, you're coming into some new time that you never had before. You were a mom 100% of the time, and now you are mom 50% of the time, or whatever, however your schedule works out. But find people that are there to support you, who love you, and people who are going to be uplifting to you and inspire you. avoid the Debbie Downers of the world, because you don't need that in your life right now. You need to focus on you.
Avoid the gossipers, like the people that just want to be involved in the drama of
divorce.
Like, it's such bad energy when you're trying to lift yourself out of a hole and do a transition in life.
When you start that new custody arrangement, that was the hardest time for me, because I was a full-time mom. I was a stay-at-home mom. I was with my kids all the time. So going into your new normal, you want to fill that time, schedule outings with your friends. And as Sarah just touched on, you want to find friends that will hold you accountable and make sure you're not in bed for 12 hours a day. Go for walks, plan yoga, or just be mindful of your health, and really stay on top of what your needs are. You're going to really see the reality of divorce when your phone stops ringing, and the friends that you were couples with, or friends with as a couple, they're not going to know how to handle the situation. So they don't know where their loyalty lies. And so the phone will stop ringing when all this happens, but you will be pleasantly surprised to see who does reach out to you. You will be, you'll be contacted by people who are probably going through it as well, and or who are thinking about divorce in their own life. But hopefully you can make new friends out of this. I myself, all of my friends that we were friends with as a marital couple, I didn't end up with one single friend out of that. I made a whole new group of friends, which I'm so grateful for them in my life today.
Well, I was going to chime in for a second, Kelly. What I know too is that divorce can be a time of what I call clearing. So you're clearing out not just your significant relationship, but it's a really wonderful time to do inventory of the people that, take stock of, who are your true friends. It's a little bit like having a terminal illness in the family or something. You find out who your true friends really are and what people's motives are. And so it's a beautiful time to clear out those relationships that aren't actually supportive, that aren't actually, wanting you to be your best selves. There, it could be people that are jealous. It could be people, all sorts of reasons that people are not showing up really with your best interest, wanting you to be happy and healed and whole. And it's a wonderful time to eliminate those and find the real support, your real tribe. I call them soul tribe.
That is so true. That is basically when you take inventory on who your true friends are. And your true friends are going to show up for you. That is a definite for sure. But another part I want to touch on is your physical and mental health are so important. Do not ignore that. And let me remind you, y'all can't just hang out at wine bars all the time. So really schedule time, like you mentioned earlier, for walks. That's what I like to do. I think you can really connect with your friends, and you can really air out your frustration that you might have had with your day, and your friends are there to listen to you. But really schedule time that is that's healthy for you. And sit down and create a list of friends to reach out to. Find your tribe and keep yourself busy.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a lot of really valuable content that we're eager to share with you. We're going to wrap up the tips and go into the actual program information. We're going to do that when we come back from this short commercial break. Stay with us. You don't want to miss what's next.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge. On the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Sarah Luce with Two to You Thriving After Divorce Radio. And I've had some wonderful guests on our show today, Heather Steer and Kelly Griffith, who are my partners from Divorce Transition Mentors. And we've been sharing the top tips for doing divorce better. And Heather, I know you're going to take us through this really awesome program that we've put together. Will you share with our listeners those details?
Yes, absolutely. The common theme today is find your tribe, surround yourself with people that can get you through this as financially and physically and emotionally whole as possible.
And so community.
And your community. And so as a part of that, we've come up with an empowerment program, and it's a 3-month program on how to do divorce better. We'll have a private Facebook community where everyone can share information, insights. It can be your tribe, a virtual tribe. You can post any questions in there, any rants. It's a safe place. And it, also with this, we're going to do weekly one-hour education sessions. Obviously, today we very scratched the surface on different elements of divorce. So we'll spend a week focusing on building emotional strength and self-care for a strong foundation throughout your divorce. We'll have a week focused on children, telling your children and supporting them throughout the divorce. We have in our stable of people, we have an amazing psychologist who actually I think might be on the show next week. Definitely listen to her. She's fabulous. We will talk about all the key terms I alluded to, the divorce lingo, and understanding your divorce options, and also attorneys 101. How do you hire an attorney? How do you set the tone? How do you stay in control of your own divorce and not be intimidated and get in a direction that you don't want your divorce to go? Custody and care decisions. There's so much that goes on with changing your children's schedules and understanding childcare options. Dealing with and understanding your finances. I keep telling everyone needs to be educated about their finances. So I will have a week focus very much on that. Housing options and insurance. Kelly will go through a lot more detail on things like appraisal. How do you need to change insurance policies during and after divorce? There's a lot of details in that. Dreaming big now. One of the things that will help kind of power you through your divorce is if you have a clear idea of what is your bigger and better going forward life going to be. So, and I love Sarah writes this. She goes, it's creating your happily even after. I like that phrase a lot. And then also a little bit on a light side would be rejoining the dating scene when you're ready. What is it? How do you go back in after a 15, 20 year marriage and then suddenly re-enter the dating scene?
We'll add humor to that.
Yeah, they'll be. And then also rejoining the workforce. Are a stay-at-home person or you need to recraft your career in order to make more money to support yourself going forward? We'll help bring some resources to bear to help you focus on that. This will also include, you'll get worksheets and tools reserved for our private clients. I think Sarah had alluded to some of the things that I use with my clients. I have a lot of budgeting spreadsheets, asset inventory spreadsheets and analytical tools that I use to make sure that creative settlements are equal. You'll also get access to some marketing partner specials. We have some personal trainers and nutritionists that can do programs remotely or in person, depending on the market you're in. And the goal is that this will end up with an empowered mindset that will help you thrive well beyond your divorce. I'm always looking to the future with the team of people that I partner up with. So that's our goal here.
And I'm going to chime in and really talk about like how crazy this offer is, because so Heather approached me and asked me to join this group. And I was super excited because it's so comprehensive and what it's offering. And we mapped it all out, and it literally comes to a package that's worth well over $8,000. And what we wanted to do is offer it to the listeners today. That program, the 12 weeks, is going to be offered to you for just $997. And I know that finances usually around the divorce time are really tight. So yes, there is a payment plan. I want to talk to you a little bit about why it's so inexpensive right now. The truth is that we have a stable of very, very seasoned people who are coming together for the first time to put together this collaboration. And we want to see, you know, and we've never seen it done before, start to finish, from your beginning of the divorce to the end, and offering you everything. And we really want your feedback on where could we have gone deeper? What would you have liked to know more about? So you would be our beta group, giving us feedback along the way of, was that as valuable as we, with our private clients? In other words, we're all doing our businesses with private clients, and now we're bringing this collaboration together to offer it to a larger group. And so with your feedback, that's why the special pricing. Now, also, I want to say that this offer ends May 1st. So you have a couple of weeks to take advantage of it. If you think divorce might be in your future, sign up. You'll get so much information to have you more prepared and also more able to make a smart decision. It may be that you just go through it and, you know, maybe that decision is postponed for a few months, whatever it is. We really want you to be as informed as you can be and as prepared as you can be. It's going to be limited to 20 participants. We've already had some people enroll because of some webinars that we're doing so that you can get to know the ladies and their deep, deep knowledge. And so that seats are limited. And if you're interested, grab your spot. You can just write us at info@divorcetransitionmentors.com. That's divorcetransitionmentors.com. And we will hook you up with a special spot in this very limited program. Kelly, I know you've got a special offer that you're putting out there to people participating as well. You want to tell them about that?
Yes. Really quickly, I believe so much in this program that I want to make it available to everybody. So if you are going through your divorce and you've decided to sell your house, then and you reach out to me, I will at the successful close of escrow, I will reimburse you the cost of the program. And if you have anybody across the country, if any referrals at the close of escrow, I will refer, or I will reimburse you the 100% cost of this program, so that it is essentially free for you.
That's pretty crazy. So I can't emphasize this enough. If you're interested, go to, there are two websites you could check this out. There's divorcetransitionmentors.com, and you can also learn more about the program at sarahluce.com. I want to wrap it up today first by saying thank you so much to Kelly and Heather for being here. It's been wonderful having you on the show. Next month, I'll be back on May 13th with my special guest, Shannon LaRoche, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist and psychologist who specializes in how do we tell our kids and how do we support them most best through divorce. I hope you'll join me for that. And until then, I'm wishing you all very much love and light. We'll see you next time, right here on TTR.
Thank you for listening to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio. Be sure to tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific as Sarah takes you further along the path to thriving in your brave new world. It's hard to leave, whether it's been 10 months or 10 years. Sarah understands what women go through in their hearts, spirits, and lives after divorce. Tune in as Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, teaches you how to achieve living life for your first great love, you. If you missed any part of this show or want to find out more about Sarah Luz and her From Two to You Thriving After Divorce program, visit saraluz.com. If you missed any part of this show or want to find out more about Sarah Luz and From Two to You Thriving After Divorce program, visit saraluz.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.